Title: FX punctuations every 4 bars advanced. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're going deep on one of the most reliable pro arrangement habits in rolling drum and bass: FX punctuations every 4 bars. Because here's the reality: DnB is supposed to be hypnotic. It's repetitive on purpose. That repetition is the trance. But if nothing resets the listener's attention, the groove starts feeling like a loop instead of a record. So your job is to create micro-events that mark the phrases, not random ear candy. Phrase punctuation. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable system in Ableton, a dedicated FX group with noise, reverse swells, impacts, and throws, all locked to the grid so bar 4 sets up bar 1 like it's pulling the listener into the next hit. And we'll keep it mix safe. No sub chaos, no smeared transients, no huge reverb tail stomping on the drums. Let's build it. First, set the musical grid properly, because if your phrasing is messy, your FX will never feel intentional. Set your tempo to the DnB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Then in arrangement view, get comfortable switching grid behavior. Use a fixed grid like 1/16 for tight edits, and adaptive grid when you're moving longer audio clips like reverse swells. Now the important part, locators every 4 bars. Drop a locator at bar 1, bar 5, bar 9, bar 13, and so on. Name them A1, A2, A3, whatever makes you think in phrases. This is how you stop placing FX where it feels cool and start placing FX where the music is actually turning a corner. Here's the mindset shift. Punctuation is like a phrase drum fill, not a sound effect. Before you add anything, solo drums and bass and ask yourself, where is the groove already asking for a lift, or a stop, or a turn? Your FX should answer that moment, like another drummer in the room. Next, create an FX group and keep your routing clean. Make 4 tracks: FX Noise, FX Rev, FX Impact, and FX Throw. Select them and group them. Name the group FX Punked. On the group itself, add EQ8 and roll off deep sub rumble. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope. Then add utility. Optional, but useful. Widen a bit, maybe 120 to 160% depending on your mix, and turn on bass mono around 120 Hz. We're basically saying, FX can be wide up top, but they don't get to mess with the low-end foundation. Quick advanced gain staging note. Aim for your FX group peaks to sit about 6 to 10 dB below your drum bus peaks during the drop. FX should frame the groove, not replace it. And if you're using compressors or reverbs on FX, set your clip gain or utility before the heavy processing, so the processors behave consistently every phrase. Now we'll build the first anchor punctuation: gated noise. This is the PSHH that tees up the next downbeat. It's simple, but indeed NB, simple and consistent wins. Instead of audio noise samples, use MIDI so it's perfectly repeatable. Create a MIDI track called FX Noise MIDI. Drop operator on it. Set oscillator to white noise. Then shape the amp envelope, super fast attack, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you the burst. Now put auto filter after operator. Set it to high pass mode. Start the cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz, and set resonance around 0.3 to 0.6. This is going to become one of your main tone controls later. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. That helps it read on smaller speakers without getting louder and harsher in a bad way. After that, add a gate. This is for extra tightness. Set the threshold so it clamps down on the tail, maybe starting around minus 25 dB, and adjust by ear. Keep the release short, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds, so it snaps shut. Finally, add reverb, but keep it disciplined. Decay about 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter the verb. Low cut around 600 Hz to 1 kHz and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet 8 to 15%. The goal is air pressure, not a wash. Now place it in a 4-bar loop. Put a MIDI note every 4 bars at bar 4 beat 4. Make it about an 1/8 note long. If you want a little more excitement, add a second note a 1/16 before it, slightly shorter, like a flam. That gives urgency without changing the drums. Coach note: keep one anchor element like this every phrase so the listener learns the structure. Then rotate one wildcard parameter each time, like filter cutoff, distortion drive, stereo width, or length. One anchor, one wildcard. That's how you avoid the ringtone effect where the same FX repeats and becomes annoying. Next, reverse swell into the downbeat. This is classic jungle energy. It's literally a vacuum into the impact. On FX Rev, use an audio clip, a bright cymbal tail, a vocal fragment, a re-stab tail, anything with texture. Consolidate a region from half a bar up to 2 bars. Reverse it. Warp settings matter. For cymbals and noise, beats mode with transient preserve works great. For tonal stuff, use Complex or Complex Pro, but watch CPU and watch artifacts. Then shape it, add a fade in with a clip fade handles. You want it to feel like it's accelerating into the downbeat. Eck it, high pass around 200 to 500 HC to keep it out of the bass. If it needs sheen, a gentle shelf in the 6 to 10 KHE range. Add a reverb, bigger than the noise track. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds, dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. And here's a really useful move. Automate an auto filter rising over the swell, like 1 kHz up to 8 or even 12 kHz. It creates that opening sensation without needing more volume. Placement is everything. The reverse swell must end exactly at bar 1 beat 1 of the next phrase, not close. Exactly. That's what makes it feel like the track is pulling itself into the downbeat. Advanced Validation. Microtiming. You can nudge the pre-lift element like this reverse swell, or your gated noise, 5 to 15 milliseconds early. It creates urgency. Very subtle. Do it by ear. Then sometimes you can place the impact body 0 to 8 milliseconds late, so it feels heady, without flamming the kick transient. Again, subtle. The point is groove, not sloppiness. Now let's build the downbeat punctuation. A layered impact that doesn't destroy your sub. On FX Impact, create an audio effect rack with 3 layers. Layer 1 is click or transient. Use a short percussive hit. Rim, stick, foley click. High pass it around 300 HE. Add a bit of saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. This layer is basically the definition that cuts through the mix. Layer 2 is the body. Tom, low thud, cinematic hit, but keep it short. Here's the key. High pass around 50 to 70 HE, because your kick and bass own 40 to 80 in a DNB drop. You can emphasize 120 to 250 HE for chest, but don't let it turn into sub-competition. Add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 25 ms so it doesn't kill the transient, release 80 to 150 ms. Layer 3 is air or noise. Noise burst, crash tip, something bright. High pass aggressively like 1 to 3 kHz. Maybe a small reverb just to give it dimension. Now map macros. One macro for brightness, controlling filter cutoffs. One macro for tail, controlling reverb wet or decay. One macro for punch, controlling saturator drive or compressor threshold. This is your fast validation system. Add utility at the end. Width is cool here, but be smart. Ideally, keep width mostly on the air layer, not on anything low. If you can't separate it, just don't go crazy. Placement. Impacts go on bar 1 beat 1 of each 4-bar phrase. Optionally, add a lighter impact on bar 3 beat 1 for mid-phrase punctuation, but keep it subtle. Important rule. Transient priority. If your punctuation lands on bar 1 beat 1, it must not blur the kick and snare transient. Two reliable tactics. Use pre-delay on reverb so the size comes after the transient, and if needed, do fast ducking that only hits the first 30 to 80 milliseconds, so the transient speaks first and the FX fills in behind it. Now throws. This is how you make a moment feel like it connects across the bar line, without changing the drum pattern. On FX Throw, you can either build it as returns or do it inline. We'll think return style. Create a return for delay, echo. Use time values like quarter note or eighth dotted. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 300 to 700 HC. Low pass 5 to 9 KHC. Add a tiny bit of modulation for movement. Then a reverb return. Hybrid reverb. Plate vibe works great. Decay 2 to 5 seconds, but filter it hard. Low cut 400 to 900 HC, high cut 7 to 10 KHC. Now automate the send so it only triggers at punctuation moments. The classic DNB trick is throwing the last snare or fill at bar 4 beat 4, so the tail bridges into bar 1. That's the handoff into the next phrase. Optional. Put auto pan after echo on the return. Slow rate like half note or 1 bar, amount 20 to 40%. Phase 180 degrees. It can add width without needing more layers. But always check mono later. Now we make the whole thing phrase aware. 4 bars, 8 bars, 16 bars. This is the difference between I added FX and I arranged a record. Every 4 bars, small punctuation, the gated noise and a light impact, maybe a tiny reverse swell. Every 8 bars, add a second element, bigger reverse, an extra crash tip, or a throw. Every 16 bars, signature moment, a unique vocal grain, a pitch-down impact, a wider tail, something that becomes your recognizable call sign. And here's a powerful upgrade, call and response within the four bars. Make bar four the question. Brighter, shorter, more mid-high, then bar one is the answer. Darker, wider, slightly longer tail. You just created narrative without touching the drums. Also, don't forget negative space punctuations. Sometimes the best FX is removing something for an eighth or a quarter note right before bar one. Mute the hats for a moment. Pull down a room return. Thin the noise bed. Silence is loud when it's rhythmic. Now, glue it into the mix. On the FX punked group, add a compressor and sidechain it to the kick. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 140 ms tune to the groove. You're only looking for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This keeps the downbeat punchy. Then clean each FX track with EQ. Noise and reverse. High pass in the 200 to 600 Hz zone. Impacts. High pass 50 to 80 Hz unless you deliberately built a sub-impact, which is rare in TNB drops because the bass is already the star. Now do a mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily, set width to zero. Your punctuation should still read. If it disappears, you relied too much on stereo tricks. If it gets facey and weird, you probably widened low frequencies or used overly wide reverbs. Fix it at the source. Before we wrap, a pro workflow habit, commit to audio early. When a punctuation idea works, freeze and flatten, or resample it. Then do micro edits, tiny fades, little reverse snippets, tiny offsets, surgical gates. That last 5% of editing is what makes it feel like a record and not like you dragged in a sample. Now a quick practice plan, 15 to 25 minutes. Take a 16-bar rolling loop, kick, snare, hats, bass. Add gated noise at bar 4 beat 4 every 4 bars. Add an impact at bar 1 beat 1 of each phrase. Every 8 bars, add a 1 bar reverse cymbal ending on bar 1. Every 16 bars, do a delay throw on the last snare using echo 8th dotted. And here's the rule, the timing must repeat, but each repetition must change one parameter. Filter cutoff, pitch, decay, distortion drive, stereo width, or length. Just one, that's your wild card. Then export a quick bounce and listen away from the DAW. At low volume, you still feel where the phrases turn over. In mono, do the punctuation still make sense? If the groove collapses when you mute the FX group, you overused them. Dial back and let the drums and bass stay the main character. Recap, DNB thrives on repetition, and punctuations every four bars keep the roller alive. Build a dedicated FX group, noise, reverse, impact, throw. This audio version is shortened for playback.